Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview and promote people who are making a positive difference in this world with their lives. My name is Tom Tutall Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I spoke this year at the Think and Grow Rich Summit in Del Mar, California, and just last week at the Think and Grow Rich Stickability event in Toronto, the hometown where I live, as well as at the Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia in March 2012. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5. That's 45 years now, and in that time I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced, and I've been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1", and that's due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis. Despite those physical challenges, I always answer amazing when asked how I am doing. You can find out more about me at my website. It's tom2tall.com. My guest today is Debbie Dachinger. Is that how you pronounce the last name, Debbie?
It's Dachinger.
Dachinger. Debbie is a media personality. Her and I have many mutual friends, and we've followed each other for a number of years on social media, so it's kind of fun and cool for us to be speaking. Like myself, one of her specialties is radio hosting as well as TV hosting. She's a spokesperson, best-selling author, one of my favorite titles in the world, a goal achievement expert, frequent interview guest, keynote speaker, and radio coach. She teaches people A to Z how to be interviewed and get booked on the right shows, and also how to host your own show. Her Dare to Dream radio show is syndicated on 7 stations and heard by over 2 million listeners. She's been featured in magazines, news sources around the world, and sought after as a guest on radio and television. She's a top-notch radio personality, was an award-winning actress and singer, a successful motivational speaker, a professional voiceover artist, and was also a popular jewelry designer. And I love jewelry. Some of her awards and accolades, editors picked for featured intriguing creator, Broadcasting Industry Lifetime Achievement Award. Wow, very cool. Featured in multiple sources, inducted into the Who's Who Hall of Fame for Entertainment, opened a workshop for Don Miguel Ruiz, and he is the author of The 4 Agreements. Is that right, Debbie?
Absolutely correct.
An amazing book, and also you've been seen in the documentary film Girls Rule about self-esteem and confidence, an extremely crucial topic for women and even boys of all ages. So welcome to the show.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be with you today. Thanks, Tom.
Wow, it is kind of cool. And so with the launch of your new book, what is the title again? Wisdom?
It's a long title. It's Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams.
Nice. Surefire and all. I like it. Now, when I look at your website, what I like is that it's not just on material goals. When you're talking about a goal achievement expert, it's plain from your website and looking online that you look at more than just the things that people would want to accumulate. You look at what people want to leave perhaps as a legacy, what they want people to say about them, who they are spiritually. So tell me about that, because that's the impression I get from searching about you online.
Absolutely. I think we all know by now that as much as we all desire money, or maybe more money, or love the money we have, it's really not about happiness. Money does a lot for us, and money is very welcome in my life anytime. Money's not happiness. You know, relationship, love it. I'm a great partner, love my partner. It doesn't bring happiness. There's only one thing, and it begins and ends with you and how you feel about yourself and how you feel about what your life looks like, feels like, and what kind of contribution you are. So it's so important to align oneself with one's proclivities, gifts, talents, and desires. And it's so different for all of us, but it's just about honoring that and taking the journey to fulfill that. That, to me, is success. And that's what you're seeing on the website.
Exactly, and other people and other social media, whenever I read about you, this is the impression I get, is that you're helping people really get to a level of happiness, contentment, creating a legacy for their life, as well as achieving the goals that are on the way, which are often supported financially by financial success. So I really adore that. Napoleon Hill's number one success principle is definiteness of purpose. And it's obvious you've found yours. Many people, I didn't have mine written down. I tell people, at this point in my life, the definite purpose I've written hanging in front of me about 6 feet away and in my deep planner and everywhere I can write it is the one I feel that if the Lord was sitting across the desk from me and I asked him, why am I here? He'd be saying, okay, here's this document. I believe this would be the same one. And when you come to a point in your life when you realize your skills, talents, gifts, abilities, and how you can serve others with them, wow, nothing seems like work after that. And even the stressful parts of life seem just like part of an amazing journey, right?
Yeah, it's so true. When you do what you love, it makes a tremendous, tremendous difference in your life. And it's interesting listening to you because I was thinking, you know, I think I haven't landed yet because every time it feels like this is it or I've discovered and I'm expanding into the next version of myself or doing the next, you know, like these books that I've just written. And I'm as amazed as the next guy. Here I am now, an international best-selling author. Wow. Really, you know, what an amazing journey to step into the possibilities and then see what comes forward. And why I say that is because it seems like new things present themselves. I do something, I do it well, I do it big, and then I don't generally like to repeat a whole lot. I love new challenge adventure, and which is an interesting thing for me because I also really love security. But that's so in me, this, I don't know, I really love to see new vistas and have new experiences. So in order to quell that, I guess my soul calls forth whole new experiences for me to express myself. So if I were to be sitting across from the divine and they were to say, why'd you come here, Debbie? I would say to live out loud, really, to express who I be in the biggest possible way and to positively influence people by me being me.
Yes, yes. And this is okay, so two things will come to mind about that one. Let me note this one down. You being you. And later after this point, we'll talk about that. Because when you get fame, acclaim, and adoration, and love, and hugs, and asking them for autographs, it's not always easy to make you be you, and sometimes you don't become it. But everybody sees, okay, now look at you, and wow, and yeah, like, that took me like almost 3 minutes just to read a highlight of the things you've done. And so, but then people say, well, she must have always been like that. So tell us a little bit about before people knew you were living out loud, maybe if you had great parents, if you had great opportunities, great mentors, how and who helped you get to where now you can be so well acclaimed and help so many people.
Sometimes we have to come from tough beginnings, and sometimes we have to find our own way. And we're always given a choice when we have a tough beginning, if we're going to succumb to it and believe all, because, you know, there's so many beliefs that can come with those experiences of, and that's where I come from. So, you know, I didn't have two parents who were together. I had a dad who was a Holocaust survivor. And because of the really traumatic experience he had, really it's like a movie what happened to him. He was a hidden child in the Holocaust, had to change identities. And he really couldn't keep a commitment, not to a marriage, not to much. So he was not in my life till I was 7. And I had a mom who really was raising 2 kids on her own, which is, I can't even imagine. And she had her own stuff going on. You know, I'll just say that because my mom doesn't like me to talk about her. But I will say that she was not terribly available on an emotional level. And for 2 kids who didn't have a dad, we really needed that. And so I was a lonely kid, actually. But at the same time, I think everything was already in place because the one thing I loved, oh my goodness, I loved to sing, I loved to dance, I loved to be in front of people. There was something I got out of that, and there was a peacefulness, actually, for me. It was a place where I found myself, and I felt received, and that was really important to me. So lots of hit and misses growing up, but you know, what I did with all of that somehow is that I made a decision always that pain didn't feel good and it wasn't too welcome. And I would do anything to heal in the most positive way. I would find people, I would find groups, I would find methods, and I was into self-development. I mean, I was a little bug, and I was already like, whatever it takes, Lord, you know, I'm going to do it and get better. I'm so grateful I did because, you know, I could have come from different circumstances, but I didn't, and I did really well with what I had, really, really well. And I'm sort of a self-created person, so part of it is just who I came in being really innately, and the other part is what I did with what was given to me to make it the best possible, and I continue to do so. I will probably always grow and always be into all of that. And you know... And also to have the other piece that's kind of interesting is that here I was, I really did have a lot of gifts. I was born into an extremely musical, gifted family and had some very interesting, great role models. And yet, because of my circumstances, I had some extreme issues with self-esteem and how I felt about just really putting it all out there. So it's an interesting bag of tricks. So I had to work through that. I still work through it. Trust me. I still, when I have to get up in front of a lot of people, I have to come to terms with who I am and that, you know, God created me perfectly in all that I am and to trust that and trust the message I am and trust that where I came from is going to help and inspire somebody else to be who they need to be too.
Who they need to be, who they need to be. And so when I became a Napoleon Hill certified instructor, part of the course was define your definite purpose. And I wrote it out. And Judy Williamson, director of the Napoleon Hill World Learning Center, said, Tom, that's not your definite purpose. She said, you're trying to be someone else.
Oh.
Who we both happen to know. She said, you're trying to be Shane Moran, founder of Organo Gold, because I've known Shane for 25 years and used to sell Law of Success door-to-door and do business with him. And she said, Tom, you didn't go through what you did to have that as your purpose. And so in the end, it's really important somehow to have people in your lives, mentors, wise people, who can, even when you think you've written out or decided or know what your purpose is, that can say, maybe not, and help you to see that. And so that brings up a little question, too, because when you work with people, and tell me how you do it, because when you work and help people, you obviously have to do a couple of things. You have to have some teaching points to help them with, but also it's a lot of drawing out their true selves, their true skills, their confidence, their self-esteem. Wow, I can do that. Oh, I always wanted to do that. And so how do you combine those two when you speak to people, work with people to teach them, here are some tips and skills for goal achieving, and at the same time, here's how you draw yourself out, get that confidence, get that esteem, know what your talents are, and know that you know that this is why you're here.
You know, as far as the teaching of the dreams and the goals, Tom, that's always going to be the same for me with people because a recipe is a recipe.
Right.
And even though you can put different spices in it now and then, basically you can take any dream or goal through the steps that I teach. It's just that the journey is going to be different because of A, the combination of the person who's doing it, and B, the type of dream that they're going after, and then maybe C, because of where they're at and where they're headed. So all of that put, you know, the recipe stays the same, but the journey's always going to be different, and the outcome will always be different. And how I work with people, well, you know, really what I see and honor is when they're being authentic. When they're not, I can't honor that, and I would need to point that out and let them know I can feel their inauthenticity and how uncomfortable it is to be around. And I would always remind people it is so important to innovate rather than imitate. We already have one of Bill, one of Susie, one of Sam. Why do we want another? I mean, God created 9 gazillion fingerprints. No human being, even twins, don't even look exactly alike. DNA, completely different. There is a reason why we have the amalgam and the mixture and the variety we do, because we are each magnificent and perfect unto ourselves. And why would we disrespect? I'm very spiritual, so please, if you don't mind, if I say God, you know, use the word higher power, Buddha, whatever works for you. That's right, all that is, goddess. But for me, just to keep it simple, God. But why would you disrespect a God that created perfection already? Why would you say, this, me, I am not perfection? Of course you are. And so all of us, I honor that journey, that wherever you are, that you feel awkward or uncomfortable, you know, to do whatever steps you need to do to breathe, it literally is to find that peace, that stillness within yourself, to breathe into who you are, and to recognize you are no magazine, you're no television, you're no Oscar award, you are nothing that we are told is what perfection looks like. You are perfection already. You are magnificent already. And I myself have had to take that journey and recognize the tremendous soup that I am of awkwardness and nerdiness and beauty and outgoing and introverted and, you know, brilliant and dumbfounded. And I am.
Did you say introverted? Did you say introverted?
Yes.
Wow.
I
am too.
Yes.
I read a book called Quiet.
Mhm.
And it's about introverts. And we look really good out in public, and we have that energy, but that doesn't mean that those always people are extroverts, right?
I'm both. I'm definitely both, and I'm probably more extrovert than I am introvert. I'm probably much more. I would say probably at least 80% I'm blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm very comfortable socially. And I can walk into any situation alone and be at peace. I really can. I can just be me. And generally, I'll have an amazing time and meet great people. And trust me, if I don't, I'm gone. Then I know it's not about me. It's not a great situation. I'm just gone. But I do have that whatever percent that loves to go to my cave, loves to be alone, needs to refuel. Sometimes in certain situations can be quiet. I'm a deep sensitive also. So I'm extremely sensitive to what's going on around me, and that can sometimes dictate where I come from and how much I let out. So, you know, it's, all of that said, the bottom line really is I would always tell people be who they are, because that's the most exciting thing in the world. And we can sense it when somebody walks in the room. They really don't care, not in a bad way, but in a great way. They're so comfortable with themselves that they don't care much about what people think about them. They're just being who they are. And it's so attractive, isn't it?
It is. And so many people who are like that and positive can identify someone who is authentic and someone who isn't. And when you're authentic, even if people don't like it or don't like you, it's not a big deal, because you're just being authentic to who you are. So important. Now, here's a good question, an important question that so many people are asking in different words in their head. But here, what are the important elements to to take a dream and move it into a goal achieved, into reality, from your subconscious mind where everything starts to, wow, look at me, I'm on a stage and I have a book and people are asking me to go around the world. So what are those important elements to go from that subconscious dream to the reality in your own life?
The first thing is you need to desire it. And once you desire whatever that is, then you need to choose it. And when I say choose, I mean both feet in. You can't waver back and forth because your reality will reflect that. So you want to be really committed to the pursuit and the experience. The next thing you can do is figure out, well, where are you at now? Here you are. And you see where your dream is out there. Obviously, you are not there. So what is it going to take for you to get there? Write down the goals. Write down the action steps. It's so important. Recognize, too, that in those steps, 1 through 5, 1 through 15, whatever action steps you write down that will take you from where you are to where you prefer to be, your dream, know that there are going to be obstacles, and you can either identify them ahead of time. Oh, you know, maybe you're a family person. You could see where there might be some problems, you know, managing your family and going after the dream, or maybe it's time management, or maybe it's, you know, a health issue, or there could be a million things that you could identify. So identify them ahead of time so you have a plan. I always say plan ahead or fail to plan, right? Fail to plan to fail.
Right.
And the other thing is, along the way to your dream, please be kind with yourself, because obstacles may appear that you did not anticipate. Obstacles do not define you. They do not mean you're a failure. They just mean something came up to edify your experience. So learn the lesson from them so you can go out and do something differently. Now, if there's knowledge you need, align yourself to get it. If there's research you need to do, phone calls you need to make, commit to doing those. Plan, plan, plan. I always say that should be your strategy, is action steps. And then monitor your progress. And how you can do that very simply is by taking out your sheet each day, looking at what you need to do, and crossing it off. And the next thing is never give up. Never, never, never give up. You never know. I'm going to tell you that 2 days ago, I was sitting in front of a computer for 8 hours doing a bestseller campaign for my brand new book. Now, I am sure of myself, boy. I was really sure of myself. Of course I'm going to be a bestseller. Of course I'm going to be a bestseller. I gave myself quite a big mountain to climb. I chose to go under self-help. Everybody knows that's the kiss of death, because self-help is a category in books that is almost impossible. It's the biggest category out there. However, I love a challenge, and that's truly where my book belongs, and that's where I align myself with. Now, 8 hours later, I am nowhere near bestseller, and I got to the point where I had to surrender, and I said, wow, after everything I've done all these months, wow, it's not going to happen. But, you know, I love myself. I really do, and I care about myself deeply, and I was able to say to myself, you know what, sweetheart? You really did everything you could. I could sit here right now and say to you, congratulations, you did everything right. The rest, you got to let it go. And 30 minutes later, I can't tell you why, how, when, but everything jumped and flipped. And suddenly, not only in the United States, but in Canada, in Italy, in Japan, in Spain, in every other country, my book went into international best-selling status. You see, I surrendered and I let go. But I never gave up. Never, never give up. Never give up before the miracle happens. So that's the recipe to getting there.
I love it. And the first step, I totally agree. Napoleon Hill said, desire is the starting point of all achievement. Not a hope, not a wish, but a keen, pulsating desire which transcends everything. That's desire. And if you start with that, you will go through, around, over, under every obstacle and adversity that comes your way. And so amazing. So when you do what we do and you meet the people we meet some amazing people. And we are able to figure out, okay, there are some characteristics of successful people. And Zig Ziglar, I know, used to focus on this a lot when I went to his Born to Win course in Texas. He talked about traits, skills and attitudes. Is it a skill or is it an attitude? And so much of life is attitude. So talk about the attitudes and characteristics of the successful people you've met and encourage people that they can learn these same things as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, successful people do have patterns to how they operate in the world. And I also want people to know, just like me, you don't have to be born into a mindset of success. You can just, like we said, desire it and choose it. You can desire and choose anything, an attitude, an emotion, a condition, a situation. So here's some patterns. And what is interesting, as I say them, you can think about, where are you at in your life? Is this a strength for you? And if not, is this something you can work on, that you desire to work on? Most successful people look for opportunities where others see nothing. I have a tendency to ask. I definitely put myself out there in a way that I used to beat around the bush when I was much younger. It was really hard for me to step up and say what I really wanted or trust that somebody might be willing to show up for me or give me what I wanted or needed. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid of a no, because I'm just going to keep moving on. So I would say look for opportunities. And then, like I said before, any event is either success or education. So find the lessons. Others are often seeing the problem. You find the lesson. Be solution focused. Whatever's going on, don't get into the drama of it. Drama can take us off our path so quickly. If you can detach from it and see it from a global perspective, you will be able to see what's the solution. And hey, if you can't in the moment, take a breath, take a day. And then come back and look at it again so you can find the solution. Or pray for the solution, whatever you need to do. Always consciously create your own success. Listen, we all know nobody's going to give it to you. That's a rare story indeed, if it exists. So you need to create your own success. Don't hope for it, create it. All of us, many of us, experience fear at different levels. And that's okay if it comes up. Fear is just energy. If it does, don't be controlled or limited by it. Keep moving forward. And don't put too much stock into talent, looks, anything else that is touted out there. Because you know what? How many are really very talented? You know, we're all good enough right now. And whatever you've got going on, just maximize it. Get more mileage out of yourself. Use what you already have effectively. And that's the piece of you being authentically you. It's already there. Just shine it out into the world. I already said innovate rather than imitate. Innovate. You make it up as you go along. You decide. If something comes up in your space and it's never been done before, oh my goodness, put it out there. Go for it. It'll be so exciting to have new things on the planet. And don't procrastinate. Don't wait for the right time, because it's right now. Right now is the right time. And then this one's quite important to me. Do not hang out with toxic people. If there are people who are negative, naysayers, holding you back, not contributing to your world, not supporting you, not cheering you on, not fun to be around, don't bother. I know sometimes people have difficulty letting go, but let me tell you, every time you close the door, the window opens. When you let go of something that doesn't work for you, is not uplifting your life and your being, please let it go. It is so not meant for you. It is a gift to that person to find their own way, first of all, and second of all, you deserve so much better. Always surround yourself with people who know how to relax, how to connect, how to enjoy, how to have fun, how to love you exactly as you are. And go out there and thrive. Do what you do best.
I love it, and I made a ton of notes, and so one that I love, detach and look at life in a global context. When I speak, I let and remind people that 4 out of 10 people in the world live on less than $2 a day, and they don't eat every day. And so now, the next time you think of complaining, or you think of your problem with your boss from hell, or your spouse from hell, or whatever people complain about, think about complaining to that person who lives on $2 a day in a third world country and doesn't eat every day. And then imagine, how do I feel now complaining about this? And what does that person think about me for complaining about this? Mm-hmm. And then your challenges may take a really different outlook. And then also, I love where you said every event is a success or a lesson. Number one of Napoleon Hill's greatest principles is learning from adversity and defeat. Every defeat carries with it the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit, is Napoleon Hill's sentence on that one. And so you have to look for it, though, because you don't find the seed. It doesn't hit you on the head. You have to go looking for it. Because when you're in the midst of that defeat and adversity, it's not always apparent where that blessing or benefit is. And so, wow, I love those patterns. And everybody can change their patterns.
I just want to say something about what you brought up, this last point, because it's so true. Some of the most amazing stories I have ever heard are people who have gone through situations that could have taken them down. However, it completely changed the trajectory of their life, and something magnificent came in and never would have come in had that not occurred to them. And so, you know, with the situation, the sort of dramatic situation, whatever choices they made, the resilience that they exemplified, it altered everything. So they took something and made it something else. And I've also heard this before, that no, and I love this, no matter what happens, you say, thank you for this blessing. Thank you for this blessing. Even if it looks like something like, I would have never chosen this. Why did this happen to me? Thank you for this blessing. Because inherent, as you're saying, in every seed is a blessing.
Exactly. And one of the things I'm so well known for is always answering amazing when asked how I'm doing. And a lot of the time, that's to sell myself and convince myself and force my own thoughts and words to focus on, wow, yeah, man, I live in Canada. I eat every day. I got a great wife. And so you have to feed those thoughts into your brain. And so I love that. And so now talk to people who are having a tough time, because you can talk about goals all you want, and we do, and I love it. And goal achieving, boy, is one of my great things in life. But fewer people will achieve their goals than will endure suffering, challenges of all kinds throughout their life, of varied challenges. So people have tough times with their dreams. What would you advise them to do with and through those tough times?
The funniest thing is, when you were talking about suffering, the truth is there is no greater suffering that I can imagine than not living your dream. So it's really a lie we tell ourselves. We say, oh, you know, I'm here, and we don't take the steps, and we're not doing anything to get there. We're wishing, we're daydreaming, we don't have a strategy, we don't have a plan, we're not caring for ourselves. That's the greatest suffering. It's not the journey to the dream. There's really no suffering there. It's only extremely exciting, completely life-changing, very positive. And the things that occasionally pop up, it's not for every journey, but the things that do, they're manageable, completely manageable. You know, everybody's got their buffet of sabotages. And the great thing about the dream journey, especially when you take on a really big one, is that's what pops up. But I think it's the greatest gift in the world. I really do. Because on the one hand, you could live with this deep embedded in you for the rest of your life, this sabotaging doubt, this sabotaging, oh, I'm beholden to other people always before myself, this sabotaging fear of failure, this sabotaging fear in general, whatever it is you want to put into the blank that is your debilitator, well, it's in you anyway, and you're probably existing through that filter. However, the beautiful thing about taking on a dream, really in earnest, taking on a dream and a goal to bring it to fruition is it probably will come up. But guess what? This time it gets to come up for a healing. And so the beautiful thing is you take it on. This time you don't run from it. This time it comes up and you sit down with it at a round table. Wow, you've been controlling a lot of my life. You've been stopping me from a lot of joy, from a lot of brilliance, from a lot of me being limitless and having all the capability I really came here to be. I don't know when I created you. And then you can either work with somebody, a healer, a therapist. You could do the work. Or on your own, you could really sit there with the feeling. Hey, you could just sit down and feel the feeling. It's energy. It's good if it passes through your body. But when you're done, there is one thing to recognize. It just is something you created. You created, perhaps even in your DNA lineage with your people, it's been passed down. But you can stop it right here and right now. And I have many, many, many a time had that happen on a journey to my dream and said, okay, got it. You like to come up, don't you? You like to tell me all the things I can't possibly do and why not. And I got to tell you, I don't believe you anymore, so I'm still moving forward. I no longer genuflect to you. You are not God, that's for sure. And if anything, you hold me back. And every time I keep moving forward and I reach the mountaintop of my dream, I look back and I am amazed. I look at this thing that I thought was so real, and it's funny. Like, seriously? You don't even exist anymore. Why did I even empower you so much? And really it diminishes. So we can work on it in earnest and really take it on, or we can just recognize its energy and keep moving forward. And I have so much to say about that. I hope people will get my book, because I really deeply go into these different things that hold us back and the obstacles that come up and the ways we can work with them.
I love it. And so now, Debbie, also remember, people are out there and they're like, my head is full, I'm busy, I'm tired, and I have a stressful life. I need simple things I can do that will help me create this great life. One of the things I loved about Jim Rohn was he made things very simple. And as he would say, it's easy to do and it's easy not to do. So are there some tips that are easy to do to help develop a great life, and that are also, of course, on the other hand, also easy not to do?
Yes, absolutely. The first thing, when you talk about people being so busy, yes, welcome to life right now, right? It's like, woo, amazing. But I'm going to tell you that really you are the master of your time. And it would be very interesting for you to write down where you're spending time. How much is on Facebook? How much is on Twitter? How much are you texting and chatting? Because I've heard it said that social networking is social not working. If we're on the path to our dream, are those of assist? Oh, my goodness, you bet. They are lovely for a heart connection, and they're lovely for a business connection. But you could spend 30 minutes twice a day in and out and spend the rest of the time working towards your dream. The next thing is, if you don't go after you want, you will never have it. So it's really up to you to create a strategic plan. Again, like I said, write down your dream and your desire. Know where you're at. And just write down, what steps do you need to take? What action needs to occur for that dream to become real? Next, ask. Ask for what you want. Ask for what you need. I'm not saying be a needy person. I'm not saying ask people for things that you should be able to take care of. But there are ways that you could do business with love. And I call it leverage. And you can ask people to mentor you, but always offer them something in return. So, for instance, I might ask somebody who's operating at a much higher level than me, listen, I don't have this skill or this skill, or I don't know how to do X, Y, and Z. I would love, could I learn from you? But in return, I have these amazing skills. I'm trying to think something I could say, like, I'm a great typist. I would be willing to type 5 letters that might assist you. Or I'm a great editor. I'll look at your book for free if I could, you know. If you do that, you'd be amazed at who will start to let you in your life. But you must ask for what you want and need. You have to step forward. If you don't step forward, you'll always be in the same place. And then back to your dream and your goal. Figure this. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. Can you spend 20 each day working on your dream?
Yes, and can you find 20 minutes that are non-value added towards your dream? Definitely, definitely. So now, anyone who reads personal development knows about Thomas Edison failing like over 10,000 times. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness I have this light bulb shining over my head where I can see everything in my office here. What differentiates those who just have stickability, determination, persistence, never give upness, and those who give up on their dream?
Wow. You know, failure is exactly Edison, every great celebrity, athlete, inventor. Everybody we know, you know, you think of somebody like Trump who's lost millions and gained millions and lost millions, and so many people we see in the news when we read in our magazines, you know, the comeback kid out of nowhere. And it's amazing what people are capable of, as are we all. So here's the thing. I know personally when there's a failure, when there's something that occurs that I prefer that didn't happen, I don't wallow in it. I do spend time feeling the feelings, absolutely. But when I'm done a day or two later, I do extricate myself from it, and I do look at it with eyes of what is to be learned here. Either I am doing something over and over and over again and creating the same result, and it totally is not working for me, and I've got to snap out of it and make a new choice. I have to do something contrary to create a new and better result. Or the other thing is, I'm probably aligning myself with people or a situation or an institution, and it's really not for my betterment. So I'm pretending that there's information there, there's information there always that tells me, should I be doing this or not be doing this? Is this for my highest good or not? And I'm probably not paying attention. Whatever it is that looks like a failure is an education, and you can make a different choice. You know, you were mentioning Edison, and Colonel Sanders is another one. Many people don't even know the story. Cute little Colonel Sanders was driving around in his car, and he got thousands and thousands. Here's this guy going, I know a way to make fried chicken. And everybody's going, no, slam door, no, slam door, no, I don't need it, don't want it. Thousands of times. But he never, never, never gave up. He had the desire. And he got that one yes that launched Kentucky Fried Chicken. He had absolute certainty he wouldn't stop. He was also a great scientist, by the way. So he really chemically knew what he was doing. He was a brilliant, brilliant man. And I think, finally, you know, we need to be kind to ourselves. We really need to be very patient, because if you had a child or a stepchild or a niece or a nephew, and this little baby, all of a sudden you could tell wanted to walk and was trying to get up on its 2 feet, but it kept falling down, you would not look at that baby and go, oh, what a loser, what a failure, you're never going to walk, and then leave them alone in a room, right?
Right.
You would recognize they are making attempts to succeed at something. They don't have it all yet. It's not all there, fully aligned. But they're making their way. You would believe in them. you would help them. You'd probably come up with different systems. You'd hold their fingers, hold their hands, have them walk to you. You would encourage them. And when they got there, you would celebrate them. That baby is just like your dream. Just like your dream, trying to walk, trying to get on its feet. Be kind. Have patience. Don't leave the room. Stay. Stay with it. Stay the journey till your dream gets up on its feet and it's strong enough to do it on its own. Keep changing things. Keep trying. Keep doing it. You're worth it.
Exactly. Just to end the show, Debbie, the next couple minutes, you do have a special offer for listeners, which I'm going to put on my website. But in case they don't come to my website, tell them about it. And also, of course, where they can find you in case they don't find me.
Lovely. Thank you. Well, first of all, my website is deborahdashinger.com. So it's D-E-B-O-R-A-H, and D as in David, A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R.com. Think Austrian, Dachinger, deborahdachinger.com. And I put together a free gift for Tom's listeners. Basically, this is an audio. It's worth $50, but I'm offering it to you for free because I really believe in you and your dreams. It is called the Surefire Method to Always Accomplish Your Goals, and it is free. As I said, go to deborahdashinger.com/free gift. It's an MP3 that teaches you the steps in much more detail than I did here about how to achieve goals and how to make dreams your reality. And if you would like some more inspiration, I've got a YouTube channel. It's got tons. They're really fun, I have to say. That's me, quirky, funny, and deep. And it's called Deb on the Radio. Join me on YouTube, and I'd love to have you there.
I've been on there, and they are definitely fun videos to watch. And so people definitely should also visit there as well as your website. And thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you're going to be mailing me a copy of that book with a nice signature in the front. And getting to number one in personal development, well, I'm green with envy. So good for you. Mm-hmm. And continued success. Impact a ton of people positively. And I'll be following what you're doing. Thank you so much, Debbie.
I loved your show. Thank you so much, Tom.
Have an amazing day.
All right. Bye for now.